week, we had our very last service in the park. And one of the things that we did to kind of wrap up that service was a little ritual. And so we all got into a circle and we all held hands and we did some honoring of the earth. We honored the earth and we honored the park and we gave thanks to Mother Earth, thanks to the park for serving us so well for the past year and a half. And then we broke up out of the circle and broke up and then came back into a new circle and held hands again and felt that heart connection that we have with each other and spoke to that fact that we have a heart connection with each other and really that home is in the heart and that we are home with each other and we are home in this community and that we are home in spirit. And that we take that home with us here to Skybase. That home is what we have with each other. And so it feels so good to be home with you today and to be in community with you here. It feels so good. Maya Angelou said, "The ache for home lives in all of us." Having a place that feels like we are home is one of the basic human needs that we have. A place where we have a sense of rootedness and belonging. A place where we feel safe to be exactly who we are. A place to express ourselves. A place that is familiar and that has a sense of unconditional love and acceptance. It is also a human need to be seen. To be seen and to be known. And when I say seen, what I'm talking about is for somebody really to see who we are below the surface. But to see that beautiful being that resides there. To see who we are inside. When another person sees the depth of who we are, and sees our authenticity, it is then that enables us to actually be home with ourselves and home with that other person. I read a quote this week that said, we never fully accept ourselves until we are fully accepted by the other person. And think about it in that in your life. When someone fully accepts you, you kind of breathe easier and you get to just be who you are. And I know that I really experienced that when I did therapy when I was in my late 20s. And I think that's one of the reasons that therapy is so healing. Because when somebody goes to therapy, one of the things they do is they tell that therapist the things that they wouldn't tell the people out in the world. They wouldn't tell the general public. And you share those things, maybe sometimes that you feel shameful about, or things that weren't so pretty, or things that happened to you in your life that you think are bad. And it's not just airing those things that are healing. What happens is as we reveal those things and tell them to another person, and that other person loves us and cares about us regardless of what it is that we share, that's what's healing. And that's how we learn to love and accept ourselves and take good care of ourselves. It gives us permission to love ourselves. We need to be accepted, and we need to be believed in. We also need to experience our own spirit, and to express our spirit, to give way to our own greater selves. And when we are in an environment that is nurturing and is caring like this one, it feels safe. And when it feels safe, then our spirit feels safe enough to come forward and express itself. Then it feels safe to be vulnerable. And when our spirit gets to come forward with these other people because it's safe, then that like gives us practice and training wheels to go out into the world and to share our spirit. Dennis Merritt Jones, in his book, The Art of Being, said, "What is it that makes a community a spiritual one? In Eastern teachings, a spiritual community is referred to as sangha. Sangha is a community of individuals dedicated to creating and sustaining an environment that nurtures and supports supports reverence, mindfulness, and spirituality in life. In Sangha, one of the primary elements created is a feeling of safety. Each one is respected, accepted, and loved as they are. It's a safe place to be who one is. In such an environment, it's amazing to witness each one unfold their own unique spiritual nature with grace, elegance, and ease in their own time and space. When we add to this the element of playfulness and seva, service to others, we have true spiritual unity. Sangha, this is a good place. This is a good place to be. When we are accepted by others, that's when we fully accept ourselves. And in that, acceptance creates a safe space to grow and to stretch and to try on new behaviors and to be vulnerable and come to others with an open heart. Being accepted by others creates the space for healing. And I actually read a definition of healing this week by Alan Seale. He says, the verb to heal comes from the old English word helen, which means wholeness. Healing is not about being sick and getting well. That's called curing. To heal is to come to wholeness. As an individual, as a family, as a society, as a country, or even as the world. To heal is to come to wholeness. And so when we are in a loving spiritual community, it enables us to discover our wholeness that was there all along. And as you know, that isn't necessarily what we get when we're out in the world. In fact, when we're out in the world, it often tells us that you are only acceptable if, fill in the blank, you're only acceptable if you're young, or if you're pretty, or if you're thin, or smart. You're only acceptable if you're strong, or if you're accomplished, or if you have lots of money. And what happens then is you're only acceptable if can cause us to feel insecure when we're out in the world and then not really be our authentic self. We put up little walls, we put up a facade of what we think the world wants us to be instead of coming to the world as who we really are. I have a client named Lisa who was going to a dinner party one time and she was really nervous about it. Because at that dinner party, she told me, was going to be a bunch of people who were really rich and accomplished and a bunch of doctors. And she was feeling really insecure and really nervous about going. And I told her, you know what, at that party, there's no one there any better than you. No one is any better than anyone else. And I told her, all you need to do is show up and be your authentic self, because her authentic self is delightful. This all you need to do is to go and shine your light. But you know what? In order to be your authentic self, in order to shine your light, you have to have discovered it. You have to have found the wholeness that is your own essence in order to bring that to the world. If you haven't discovered it, you don't have it to give to the world. Brené Brown said, because the yearning to feel at home is so primal, we often try to acquire it by fitting in and seeking approval, which are not only hollow substitutes for belonging, but often barriers to it. Because true belonging only happens when we present our authentic self to the world. Our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance. In its ideal, home is the place where we can be our authentic, imperfect selves and know we are seen, loved, and accepted just the way we are. Home gives us a sense of rootedness, a feeling of familiarity, safety, and belonging. The stability established by that safety and belonging creates a launching pad that allows us to spread our wings and take flight. We feel free to venture out and be our authentic selves, knowing that home is always a safe place to land. While being young and pretty and smart and wealthy, all of those things are lovely to experience, but none of those are who you are. None of those things enable you to experience or to express your own spirit. None of those things enable you to discover your own wholeness or to be comfortable shining your own light. And so the title of my talk today is Roots and Wings. And I'm talking about how being in spiritual community allows us to set down deep roots into our own spiritual nature. And it allows us to grow wings and take flight so that we take that spiritual nature out into the world and share our spirit with the world. Spiritual community allows us to discover who we are because it nurtures our spirit. And being in spiritual community gives us a place to come home to when our world gets rocky and when we feel like we've lost our bearings, so that we can find our bearings again and we can find our center again and we can be home in our own spirit again. There's a story that Jack Kornfield tells. He says, in the Babemba tribe of South Africa, I think that's my mic together. In the Babemba tribe of South Africa, when a person acts irresponsibly or unjustly, he is placed in the center of the village, alone and unfettered. All work ceases, and every man, woman, and child in the village gathers in a large circle around the accused. Then each person in the tribe speaks to the accused, one at a time, each recalling the good things the person in the center of the circle has done in their lifetime. Every incident, every experience that can be recalled with any detail and accuracy is recounted. All their positive attributes, their good deeds, their strengths and kindness are recited carefully. So I'm going to back up a little bit. Every incident, every experience that can be recalled with any detail and accuracy is recounted. All their positive attributes, their good deeds, strengths, and kindnesses are recited carefully and at length. The tribal ceremony often lasts for several days. At the end, the tribal circle is broken. A joyous celebration takes place, and the person is symbolically and literally welcomed back into the tribe. Wow. That is the atmosphere of healing. That is where we find our own goodness, and where we discover that we are whole and that we are enough. And that creates a safe environment for us to go out and to be that in the world. What a great story. When another person sees our good, it enables us to see it as well. And the more we shine our light in the world, the stronger that light becomes, and the easier it is to access that light. And the easier it is, the more that we express that light, the easier it is then to express that light in the world when the world is not reflecting back to us that light. When the world is not being kind or generous or giving or loving. The more we share our spirit, the more we become generous. Generous of heart, generous in our words, generous with our money, generous with our energy. the more loving we become with people that we don't even know out in the world. And I know you all have experienced that. That's awakening to your own spirit. And I know some time ago, Bruce Baker shared a story with me that, if I get this correct, he was at a shopping center and there was a man that was trying to get out of his car and into a wheelchair, and there wasn't quite enough space. And so Bruce said he went over to help him to get in his wheelchair and get things situated. And he says, I never would have done that before. You know, when we awaken to our own spiritual nature, we feel connected to other people. And we come from a place of generosity and love and care and connection. And then the world feels like our family. The more we awaken to our own wholeness and our own spirit, the more compassion we have for people that don't see things like we see them, for people that don't think like we think. And the more we experience and express our own divine nature, the more at home we feel in ourselves and in God and with each other and in the world. One of my favorite quotes that I have read in a very long time, and was actually the inspiration for this talk, was a quote from Ram Dass. He said, we are all just walking each other home. We are all just walking each other home. We are walking each other home to discover who we are. We're walking each other home to discover our true nature. We're walking each other home to our own wholeness. We're walking each other home to our spirit and our spiritual nature. And then as we leave here, we take that out into the world and we model that. And as we model that coming from our spirit, modeling who we are, that enables other people also to see that. That so that we might be walking them home also. Home where they can witness the omnipresence of spirit, the omnipresence of love, the omnipresence of that one, and to discover their own divine nature. And so my invitation to you this week is to sink into this to revel in this beautiful community, to let this community and all that we do here nurture your spirit, be a safe place for you to grow and to stretch and to try on new ways of being, a safe place to set down deep roots and to grow your wings, the wings of spirit itself, the wings of your own divine nature, so that you in turn bring that into the world. For in those words of Dennis Merritt Jones, this is a good place to be. I am so glad that you are my spiritual community, and I am so glad that we are family, and I am so glad that we are doing this path together. So blessings to every single one of you. I'm so grateful that we get to be here together. Blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. Oh my goodness, and so I start with gratitude. Gratitude for this community. Gratitude for these hearts. Gratitude for these spirits. Gratitude to that presence of the infinite one that is revealing itself within and through each of us. That is revealing itself to our hearts and our souls and our minds. That I know that that presence pours itself into us as an unbounded love. That that presence reveals itself within our hearts as an unconditional love. As connection and unity and oneness with this family of humanity. And how good it is to be walking the spiritual path, to be bringing the light of the divine into this world so that it blesses our own lives and our own perceptions, the way that we see things, the way that we hold things. How good it is to be walking the spiritual path and shining our own light out into our lives, into our communities, into our land. How grateful I am that the presence of that infinite love is revealing itself everywhere we look. For I know that that divine presence is everywhere, in and through and around and as everything that exists. And so today we revel in spirit, everywhere present, in the trees and in the flowers, in the smiles and the hugs and the hearts of each other, as the person standing on the street corner. It is all imbued with that presence that is beautiful and magnificent and lovely. And so it is with a heart filled with gratitude for this and so much more, and the blessings of this community, that I release this word into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself. And for that, I give thanks. And I say, and so.